Hello, my name is Charlie Morse from Off the Leash Podcasts, and you're about to listen to a shortcast with Dr. Alex Lockwood, senior lecturer at the University of Sunderland, on a report he wrote in consultation with the Vegan Society, published in July this year. Planting Value in the Food System presents an ambitious but practical vision for a fully plant-based food system, with the ability to help achieve climate targets, reduce the impact on our health service, improve the experiences of farmers and farm workers, and ultimately save the lives of millions of animals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex Lockwood, a researcher at the University of Sunderland, and in 2020 I was commissioned to write a report for the Vegan Society on the policy we need for a plant-based food system. I could only do that by speaking to all those involved in food and farming, including farmers and animal farmers. This report was published this week, and it's called Planting Value in Our Food System. So I'm going to lay out very quickly what I think are the four key elements of this report to look out for, and that will hopefully shape food policy going forward. These are, one, the process that we undertook, two, the approach that we followed in that process, three, the two key pieces of legislation that emerged, and four, a couple of specific policy ideas that support that legislation. So, a brief intro. We're at a new stage for farming. We've had the Agriculture Act, the Environment Bills, Brexit, environmental land management schemes, and they've all provided a renewed focus on food. And with the launch of the National Food Strategy, we've got the best opportunity in the last 75 years to get food done right. And in the UK, we need to drastically increase two things: the value and the fairness with which we produce food in this country. Well, in fact, it's three things, because we seriously need to invest in our fruit and veg production too. Farmers and the farming community are those who can do this. For myself and the Vegan Society, that means a food system that's equitable for all, including animals, and including those who live in food insecurity, and including farmers. So this was the perfect time for the Vegan Society to look at its vision for the future of food from a holistic perspective, all seen through a lens of animal equity. So, one, the process. As I hope is clear from the research, it represents a wide swathe of the food and farming community. If you'd like a metaphor for the process, we sat around the table to talk with people about food and farming, to understand the issues from their perspective and work towards a shared vision. As Martin Lyons, chair of the Nature Friendly Farming Network, told me, if I can agree with 80% of what you're saying, then I'll work with you on the areas where we have common ground. Two, the approach. The Vegan Society is working towards a vision for a food system which not only respects the rights of animals, but is also economically and socially just, environmentally sustainable and health promoting. This report is a pivotal moment then, with its commitment to a multi-criteria approach to food policy. This aligns the Vegan Society with the majority of food systems thinkers, whether in DEFRA, in government, City University experts, the Oxford Martin School, all to think food through in the round and not partition animal equity issues into just a vegan silo. This is in step with a framework of policy coherence adopted by DEFRA and across government. So we argue within this policy coherence, a plant-based food system can provide real public value, not just assessing policies on the basis of public money for public goods, but understanding a plant-based food system provides actual public value. And that's a term adopted by the civil service from the Barber Report and measures across health, environmental and social indices as well. So what are those proposals? So we propose two pieces of legislation. One, a new food sustainability bill. Two, a wellbeing of future generations bill to enshrine this multi-criteria approach in law. These should be implemented in the next 6 years to bring UK food policy into alignment with existing legal commitments to tackle climate change and achieve the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. The Food Sustainability Bill is needed, and it goes beyond the Agriculture Act and Environment Bill to be backed by legally binding targets and new governance mechanisms that will recalibrate our relationship with food and its production and consumption, and this to underpin social, cultural and planetary well-being. And then a Wellbeing of Future Generations Bill for England, Scotland and Northern Ireland to align the rest of the UK with Wales, who already have one, so that together the four nations can frame and action decisions around environment, food, climate, health and animals in terms of future needs. And so what are the specific policy highlights within our food sustainability bill? Well, the most important, we feel, is this: the reduction targets and a pathway to a plant-based food system. A food sustainability bill would contain legally binding targets and metrics which guide government policy covering areas such as health, food poverty, and environmental impact. It should, we feel, include government set targets for reducing consumption of animal products, placing us on a transition pathway to a plant-based food system. And that's how we can measure success and the rate of change towards a sustainable food system through these reductions in poverty and obesity and the reduction of elimination of animal products. And there's another key policy highlight I just want to draw your attention to: the idea for a National Food Sustainability Council in relation to Henry Dimbleby's National Food Strategy. Central to the National Food Strategy are ideas for oversight of governments inside this food policy coherence environment. And it's that idea for the kind of oversight body that we believe should be a National Food Sustainability Council, with powers to enforce these legally binding measures and metrics. So just to conclude, for me, this report is a new line in the script that we tell ourselves about who we are in relation to food and land. We know that the food system we need for the future is not the one we have today. If we were beginning from a blank sheet of paper, no one would design the same food system we currently have. We would write a different plan and tell a different story. I hope this report contributes a way to reimagine that story, to reprogram our food system, rewrite our policies, and change our relationship to animals and to each other.
For more great audio from campaigners, researchers, activists, and authors, please subscribe to Off the Leash Podcasts by your favourite streaming platform.